This is episode 33 of the Creative Listening Podcast, the greatest episode ever. It is part two. We are having so much fun with our Christmas party. We're wassailing. Everyone's here. We are doing part two of our Christmas party episode, Christmas Spectacular. So you can follow us on Twitter for Christmas time. You can jingle on over to Twitter.
Yeah. Oh
my I'm trying gosh. To think of Yay. What this episode's space will be, but I think it's
Facebook.
You can Christmas Twitter us. You okay. can Christmas Google Plus us. Or you All can right. Hanukkah Facebook
oh,
us.
All right.
We have multiple outlets.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
I'm Chris Berkheimer, one of your hosts. With me, as always, my guest host,
Suave Sunglasses.
I call it Suave Sunglasses. Yep. It's okay. not Luke Laris because he's out.
Yeah.
Suave Sunglasses just done. Are.
Oh, my yep. gosh.
Oh, my yep. goodness.
With us, we're breaking one of our own rules. We got five people here, but we are joined by Jack Bynum.
Hello, everybody.
And Birdie Anderson.
Hello.
And Ian Anderson.
Greetings.
Greetings. We're hanging out in Jack's father's studio today.
Jack's Whoop. Father's nephew's cousin's former roommate.
we're chilling in the basement. I love it. There's posters and T-shirts of your father's band.
Yeah.
It's yeah. awesome.
Strewed yeah. on the walls.
Yeah.
Strewed.
So we're, a good word. We're just hanging. We're having a Christmas party, you know?
We're having a lot of fun.
Cool.
We're having a lot of fun. And you're listening to this by yourself in your car. And I'm going
to... You're talking to the future me. I'm talking to... You realize that, right?
No, if that's you, then feel the warmth of our oddness in your car.
Yeah,
right now
we're here.
This
we're
is
keep
weird.
It on, keep it on the road,
this is weird.
In between the lines.
What if it's in a space car?
If it's a space car, then keep it in between the star roads.
Okay,
the starway, the Silken Starway. All right, so we ended part one of our Christmas Spectacular with everybody recommending just what they've been listening to, watching lately, and everything. So we want to continue that. You've already heard Luke and myself. So Jack Bynum, why don't you share with everybody what you've been checking out lately?
I will, gladly.
Okay.
Something that I've been doing that I got back into, I went on a classic or like old game binge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I went back, I discovered...
This is okay.
This is okay. This is very okay because I discovered, again, Star Wars Battlefront 2
yes.
for the original Xbox.
Oh, wow.
And so I play it on the 360, right? And it is one of the most addictive things.
Now, was the last time you played this game like a long, long time ago?
Last time I played it was...
In a galaxy?
far,
in a
far
galaxy
away.
Far, far away. See, Space George galaxy. Lucas is going to dock us like $20 just for saying that.
But he anyway. Can't, but that mouse will. yeah, some of you. Yeah,
yeah.
There you
just,
go.
Anyway, the last time I played it was probably like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while, but I picked it back up because I got sick over the Thanksgiving holiday, like really sick. Like I couldn't do anything except just sit there and
except
watch,
for conquer the universe,
watch TV or conquer the universe. So I conquered the universe
nice.
Multiple times.
That's a good call.
But man, that game is so addictive and it's so much fun. And I would almost like. I would place it over almost any of the Call of Duty games.
Really?
In just pure
Good
amount
man.
In pure amount of fun.
We have a pregunta, which is...
You what, could you place a lot of games over the Call of Duty
yes,
series.
But the normal...
Oh. Far, far
shooter,
above.
Shooter games.
I was going to say, shooter Jack, games. Have you played the Battlefield games? Because that's similar. More. That's more like Battlefront.
Yeah. I mean...
I hear Battlefield 3 is a great game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'll admit Never it's a great it. Game, but... I think sometimes the games take themselves a little too seriously. You know what I mean?
Like, it's so you'd like, rather be like...
Like the game, like in Battlefront, like guys will be stuck like running and doing really stupid things.
So you like, actually like the glitches.
Yeah, and like in, when you're flying in space, you can do like a ridiculous amount of barrel rolls.
You can
like,
space barrel roll?
You can space barrel roll.
All right, I'm hooked.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right.
And you just...
Oh we gosh. Do have to keep moving, Jack, so I'm going to
so,
ask you...
Yeah.
I know you're going to do two things.
Yeah.
So what's the other thing you want to recommend?
Also, when I got sick and when it got cold, I got into Britpop,
uh-huh.
Oasis, Blur, and most of all, The Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the whole... I had the whole Strokes first album, and it is just...
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are The Strokes British? I thought they were American.
No, The Strokes are British. They're
okay.
from London.
All right.
Yeah. They...
London town.
The first album is the set. It was... I listened to it. It's really influenced me in, like, my, like, perception of what a rock band can be, because, like... it was classic and yet it was new.
You just got
that. That
you
was
just
deep.
Some knowledge,
yeah, that was really deep.
You got, I mean, you could feel the air get sucked out of the room. So.
Yeah,
really.
Because we're
I got
in
emotional.
Space.
Because we're yeah we are have this is our space episode
yeah.
as
yeah.
well as our Christmas.
Don't
episode.
Have the subject.
I'm okay with that.
All right, moving on. Birdie Anderson, what's been taking up your time lately?
Okay, well, one of my favorite bands released an album in November, 11/11, and they're breaking up, which breaks my heart, but it was kind of like their...
The band is called 11/11?
No, it's on, like, December 11th.
Okay, but you haven't,
November
11th. You haven't said who the band is.
The Killers!
Oh, the Killers.
Oh, they're breaking
okay.
up?
Yeah, yeah. They're, oh, they wow. they posted their last music video a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It is so emotional because they show you all the old sets and they're walking through them and you're like, no, no, no! Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've been a band since, like, the late
2003. 90s.
2003?
So, a decade of music.
10 years.
And Brandon Flowers has a special place in my heart.
Wow.
So, I've been listening to all their albums on just, like, replay and... Just hearing my childhood like come to life through like every single song.
They lost their saxophone player.
You're
he died.
You're experiencing something that, you know, I'm a couple years older than all of you, but in fandom you will be around to see the beginning of something and the end of something.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite websites based out of Austin is closing down. And I remember when I first got into them, and now they're closed. You know, it's an interesting...
It's like the end of a chapter.
Yeah, it's the end of a chapter of your life. Or, you know, comic book series are always difficult for me because you feel like Spider-Man's around forever, but you get into a certain run of Spider-Man or something, and then it ends, and you're like,
gotcha.
This sucks. So, so the album, what's the album called?
Direct Hits. Sorry.
Direct Hits, okay.
I wanted to say.
And, I mean, is it more than just the emotion, though? I mean, objectively, is it a good album?
Very good, because they redid all their old songs.
Oh, okay.
So it's, like, his first album is a little fuzzy. Like, you can tell, like, early 2000s, like, little fuzzy mics. It's pretty great. So they redid them all, and they were just like, ah! And they have demos at the end of their first recordings, and... You hear young Brandon Flowers, and you're like, oh, he's so cute. He's like, when you were young, me, 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 me. His guitar player like messes up, and is like, crap.
For a second, oh, my God, is Brandon Flowers gone? I looked away for a second. I thought I heard him singing. And, oh, it's just Birdie.
Just making sure. Oh, that's awful.
That'll be having a visitation.
But, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of The Killers because they are awesome.
Yeah.
So pretty great.
Luke has a question.
Basically, this can be summed up as The Killers are killing their band.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I remember. Do
set,
any of you remember when No
shot.
Doubt broke up?
Really?
I remember I was probably a sophomore in high school, and No Doubt did their last music video where Gwen Stefani kills the other members of the band.
What?
In the video
that's awesome.
To kind of represent she's done with them. Awesome. They kind of went for the dark humor on that one.
That's great.
That was a good band. I mean, I think they were underrated.
Yeah, they put out some good stuff. I a little too poppy. For my taste, or at least for multiple listens. Like, after a while, I'd be like, okay, enough pop.
Can't say I've listened to them.
All right.
In the dark.
Can we move on to Ian, Birdie?
Do
I have your permission?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That works.
All right, Ian, what have you been checking out lately?
Lately, been really into the most recent, Christian media in the music section.
Oh, really?
Been listening to, actually, this one isn't too new. It's a couple months old. I think almost a year. Zion, released by Hillsong United. Zion, that album, it has the really famous Oceans one on it, but I actually have a lot of more. Like, that entire album is just fantastic.
He's been listening to it.
All of it.
Over and over.
And then also...
No joke.
No, it's my
favorite. It's almost annoying.
I love it.
But it's good.
Yeah.
And then I also have been listening to Phil Wickham's new album, The Ascension.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It is really, really good.
You are a very big Phil Wickham fan.
I am a very large Phil Wickham fan.
Yeah, if people haven't heard of him, he's a worship leader.
Yep. These are both Christian artists, Hillsong United and Phil
Luke Wickham. Thinks something's funny.
He thinks funny. You want to say something
just
to my face?
Keep talking.
Ian, while we're on that note, you introduced me to, I think it's called Hillsong Reloaded, and it's remixes.
Yes,
Some worship songs.
Their Zion album, they have like all the normal recorded songs. And then at the end of it, I think it's on their deluxe album, album for all the special, you know. They have these things, they're called reloaded versions, and basically they're like remixes.
Yeah.
But they have like a different, feel to them. It's like a different kind of anointing. It's cool.
Yeah, and I think it's cool. the worst thing that can happen to Christian art and media is for it to get antiquated, meaning we just keep doing the same things and we're no longer relevant with what's happening around us. Yeah. And so the Reloaded stuff's pretty cool because if that's more your flavor, is this kind of electronica, I mean, even dubstep type stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
There is worship out there. Andy Hunter, who's a Christian DJ, does some pretty hardcore stuff that is, you know, it's pretty cool. Moving right along, we are going to do our Christmas lists for this year. Now, we're going to limit them to the two items you want most this year. Really, it may not be the things you want absolutely the most because we're all, like, for example, my wife and I want a Chiminea, but I don't want to talk about that because it's just a boring,
it's kind of boring. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. So I'm gonna talk about something more relevant to this podcast.
Are we going to do them?
Just ask me, Jack Bynum.
Can we talk about the cameras?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question. Yes. Are we going to do it like one?
We are going
or
to
tell both.
We'll start with you, Birdie, since you asked. Oh. I'm going to pick on you.
Sweet. What
you Birdie, you'll start with your first one, then Ian will go.
Okay,
and
good.
Then we'll go. Yeah, so you won't do both at the same time.
Sweet. Well,
so
I'm super excited.
We want to share those with everybody, and then we're going to end this show with we're each going to bring up a holiday tradition that we have, having something kind of relevant to this podcast, whether it be like a Christmas album or who knows? Who knows what will come up? But right now, we're going to recommend what's on our Christmas list that maybe you want to consider too, because we shape your brains, listener, and we
minion
obey minion.
Yep.
No,
that's right.
Yeah. So, Birdie, you're gonna go first.
Yay!
What do you want for Christmas?
Well, you're not gonna believe this because it fits our theme space. I want the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 with the Galaxy Gear, the little watch. That goes on along
every day.
You want
with
the watch,
your phone.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it's like beautiful, and I know it's out of whack, like super expensive.
Yeah.
But ever since I've seen it, I've been like, oh my gosh, the future! Like, I want it so bad.
The thing I like most about that watch is the commercial
where it
shows the old TV. The commercial's pretty sweet.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's just you got to think about you have to charge that thing every day, and it's a watch.
So you have to charge your phone.
Yeah, but it's.
I'm surprised that's the issue you went to, because the issue for me is you pull the thing up and start talking to somebody, and some guy runs over and he's like, hey, is that one of those phone watch things? Like, oh, I can see their picture. Is that your dad? Your dad's like, what's going on?
Well, my favorite thing about it is like you can hook up Bluetooth and answer calls, and it goes straight to your Bluetooth. What? Like,
you could, yeah.
That's
yeah, but
so
you
great.
Can also just have Bluetooth with your phone.
That's
and
been a while.
But
that's been
I can still
let
use
her
my
dream.
Watch.
Let her
have what she
also, it's really good. You can draw on it really well. It's like a mini little tablet.
All right.
Yeah, it's
well,
huge.
I was going to say the Note is that a phone or is that a
it's a fablet.
Tablet. Oh, it's kind of a hybrid, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, no, it's Galaxy 3 Note.
The Note. Okay.
Yes, no.
Plus Galaxy Gear.
Is that the one where you can write somebody's like email address with the stylus and it'll save it into the contact?
Yes.
You kind of like that.
Yes.
That was kind of cool.
It's got a lot of little knickknacks like that.
I don't know. I don't care much about these things. I got my first iPhone only recently. So
I still don't have an iPhone.
iPhones suck.
But
thank
it,
you.
Oh, I like mine. Mine has a really cool Captain America phone cover, so you guys can eat dirt.
Oh,
you can eat space dirt for all I care. with space poison.
You can conform
and space
all
worms
you want,
that eat you from the space inside to your space out.
Oh my God!
So I'm a little spaced out here.
Wow!
Nailed it, Ian Anderson. What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Okay. Here's what I want.
Okay.
First, I'm going to talk about something me and Jack Bynum just received.
Oh my God.
We're doing this film project. Don't really want to say too much about that.
Don't talk too much about
but
it.
But we space did space. Just receive two, how much were they there?
$2,000 Sony
cameras.
My
cameras
God.
With microphones and like.
The whole shit.
Like the beauty. It's just gorgeous.
It's adorable.
Did you guys make out with them yet?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
okay. You missed that
for like 30 minutes.
Is that in the instruction bullet?
Yeah,
booklet. You just
that's the reason we weren't on the first segment.
Yeah, literally we just got them like like 20 minutes ago.
Yes, he did.
We're freaking out. So that's something I already received, sort of, for Christmas. And then the two things that I want.
Wait. You're only supposed to do one now, but also Luke has a question.
Can I come to your wedding?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You may.
Nice.
Okay, it's all going to be documented very
you,
well.
I, okay. Honestly, these cameras are super nice. You could film a wedding with them for sure.
Oh, yes.
It would come out great.
Totally.
And
it would look good.
They can be selected to run 24 frames a second.
Wow.
So you can actually film like legitimate film.
That's pretty awesome. We did get a chance to look at them. Luke hasn't seen them yet, but I looked at it, and they're sweet cameras.
Oh, my gosh.
Really,
so I witnessed it, and I was so drooling like the entire time. I was like, can I help you put that together?
Can I just take this? You know?
Luke, do you have another joke or comment?
No, I just want to comment on the 24 FPS thing.
Yes.
Why 24? It's kind of laggy to me.
It's the frame rate for film.
That's the
standard. Why'd you do 30?
What do you mean?
Blow
30 is
mind.
For video. 24 is for film.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's not, yeah, it's that's the rate for original, like, print film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, all right.
See, it gives it, like, a
as
bit
As long
of
as it's not up to, like, 44, then it doesn't look natural
yeah.
anymore to me.
But, I mean, like,
it's true.
There's
I don't know.
Slight difference for me when it's at 30 and when it's at 24.
Or when it's over 9,000.
See, I'm a gamer, and I run all my games at 60 FPS.
Oh,
so
do I, yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
I don't know what I play at. I just know I kill everything.
You play at you play at 30.
Same here. I'm not gonna lie.
By everything you mean yourself.
Okay.
Right?
All
right.
I'm gonna say my second thing. I'm sorry. This
no,
because
no.
it's coming back around to you. You only list your first, right?
Oh,
now.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
You
right.
are terrible at
I'm so
podcasting.
Sorry. Let me leave. I'm
so your dad's in the other room laughing. I think he should come in here. I don't. No, I'm kidding.
I love you, Dad.
He's in the booth.
We're following.
All right,
apart,
Luke. What is your first thing on your Christmas list? did you not think about this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
All right. Prison Architect.
Prison Architect.
Oh,
which is a real-time strategy game
yeah.
in
okay.
development.
Ooh.
You build and maintain a high-security prison with little prisoners,
okay.
and you got to keep your prison from catching on fire, flooding, or your prisoners
Luke's
beating up your guards.
So like a prison flood,
Luke
and you
is
have prison guards.
To be the
and you have to prevent a prison
awesome.
Break.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hilarious because there's a bug in it right now where the prisoners will go get their food.
Mm-hmm. They get prison food.
Yeah, they get prison food,
okay.
and they sit down, and a prison fire may break out, and they'll just keep eating at the table with the prison food.
Wait, so
they just keep prison feasting?
Yeah, and then some of
while
them
prison
will
danger
will
right
get
around
up.
The corner.
Okay.
Some of them, okay. Well, someone will get up and take their prison food to the prison bathroom, get undressed, and eat their prison food.
They
the prison
disrobe in the prison shower
while eating their prison food.
This sounds like Prison Tycoon.
Okay, so
like, you know, like Zoom Tycoon.
Luke, of all the games you've told me about, I am pretty interested in this one because you're designing a jail and you have to keep people in.
Yes.
What's the challenge after a certain point? Like,
crazier prisoners.
Okay.
Your guards may get mobbed while you're trying to transport them between
okay.
prison cafeteria and prison.
So the risk factor is always high in it.
Yes.
It's not like you just build the ultimate prison and you win.
And also fires and floods may happen more
That's
often.
True, yeah.
And, you know.
Okay. Can they get like gear from the outside, though, like the old...
They could
like
steal
someone
guards.
Sneaks a grappling hook in through a birthday
yeah,
cake
I don't
or
know.
Something.
That might be.
Like,
that would be amazing.
Could somebody
be
like
super
call
cool.
in like a helicopter to come
I,
in and
I
like,
know,
get them out?
I know that there is. They can steal weapons from guards they mob, so
oh.
they can all get their little baseball bats. And because it's a UK game, and they can just,
oh,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a UK,
oh, okay.
so they don't have guns.
No.
Oh my god. Oh man. We should just invade England. We have all the guns now.
Wow.
We got our
what?
Home now. Let's take theirs.
Oh
Come on,
gosh.
Guys. That's all I want for
well,
Christmas. That's my number one on my list is England.
It's kind of valid because they tried to take
England.
Our home from us. So,
I know,
you know.
Exactly.
We got our freedom now.
Well, we were separatists. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't like Dr.
You're German.
Who, but I... Huh? I am. So so obviously I have the pioneer spirit to
Apparently
take
you do.
Oh, this is
oh my God.
This is going down.
Believe
so
it or not
fast.
Though, just to give a little history lesson to the minions and all of you, you know the British conquered way more
yeah.
people than the Germans ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They I mean
it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The sun
all right, Luke,
set.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay. That I want to see this game.
Prison
it
Architect.
It sounds pretty
yes.
yeah, Prison Architect. It's a good name. All right, I think I will start with this one. First thing I want is a biography, but it is not your typical biographical book in that it is just a prose. It is actually a graphic novel.
Ooh.
It's called The Fifth Beatle, The Brian Epstein Story, And it's Jack. Have you heard of this person?
I know he was like, wasn't he a session player?
He was the band manager, the first band manager for the Beatles.
Okay. My dad probably knows who he is.
Yeah, your dad stepped out of the studio, was looking for his thumbs up of like, yes, that is what it is, and that is cool.
I love you.
Yeah. But it is a graphic novel based on the true story of this guy. And the Beatles really considered him, you know, pretty much the fifth guy in the band.
Yeah.
Was vital to a lot of their early success.
Mm-hmm.
Was a super nice guy, very at a time when a lot of band managers were taking advantage of, for example, Elvis Presley.
A lot of his managers
took advantage of him. He was somebody that really was rooting for the band and made sure their pay cut was fair and mm-hmm. all that.
Wow. What a cool guy.
He apparently there's a moment in the book where Elvis's manager is actually like drawn as a cartoon shark and is telling Brian Epstein, like, I don't get a cut from Elvis. He takes a cut from me. And, like, you know, all this stuff and everything. And Brian Epstein's like, no, that's awful. So I've just heard it's an interesting graphic novel.
Well, that's an interesting
way.
You're
making me want to read it.
It makes it maybe a little more presentable.
Yeah, and I think, too, with the – if you're a big Beatles fan, you know that they really wanted to break down some walls with their music as far as – they made movies and television specials and really wanted to be kind of a multimedia band, you could say. And so I think that's the perfect way to tell this story is through something different, some art, some color, some, you know, drawing Elvis's band manager as a shark.
Yeah,
so,
and, you know, writing it down maybe wouldn't, I don't know, give it as much.
Yeah. Well, you get a better idea of what this guy looked like, you know, and it's mm-hmm. great. The cover of it is like five guys in their suits, you know, just five boys from Liverpool. And I haven't even cracked it open, but I've just heard about it and read reviews mm-hmm. and it sounds great. And it just came out.
Yeah.
So.
He was the manager till,
till he spoiler alert, I mean, life spoiled this, but he died pretty young.
Yeah.
And he was the manager until that time.
The Beatles stopped. What people don't realize is the Beatles stopped touring after 65, you know. They stopped going on these big tours. But from like 60 to like 65 when they rose to fame,
mm-hmm.
he was the guy behind all that.
Yeah.
And I've heard stories about how he would orchestrate these hilarious, like, those TV performances where they would play. I'm doing air quotes for people who can't see. They would play. And you can actually see on one of the videos, they're just lip syncing because the girls are just yelling so loud. There's like no way to actually hear the chorus.
I've heard some of those stories.
John Lennon's guitar is actually plugged into George Harrison's guitar. If you look at the quarterly chord, it doesn't go anywhere. It just goes into the other guy's guitar.
That's really funny.
I think more than anything that I learned from that story, Jack, is that you are definitely your father's son.
Yeah.
You just know these details. All right, Jack. You cut into my time, so
it
quick.
Dude.
What is the first item in your
first item? Okay, well, I concur with Ian. I kind of got my second item. So really, I only have one item. I want a end slate for movies, like where, you know, the A marker clack.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to, like, I don't even know if it has, like, it's a marker.
Yeah.
It's a frame marker. Because when you're trying to edit, like, a bunch of clips that all look the same because you did, like, seven takes, you can't figure out which one is, like, because you can't write in, you know, take six or whatever. And then you write down in your notes, your log, take six for scene blah, blah,
right.
blah. So it makes it really difficult to
edit.
Oh,
they're very helpful. And I was saying earlier, there's a reason they still use them today, but Jack, you want that because you make a lot of short films.
Yeah,
and
now with the advent of the cameras, definitely. Me and Ian are looking into making more movies, like for submitting them for like American Film Festival, sending it to the collegiate level of film competition. Really, I think for film, that's almost a better, if you know what to do, that's almost a better way to get into the industry, is show your talent rather than go to school and then have a resume of.
Well, the ultimate argument for that is Alfred Hitchcock never went to film school.
Exactly. Steven Spielberg never went to film school.
I actually didn't know that one.
Yeah. George Lucas went to film school, but...
Yes, he did. but that's awesome. Well,
Martin Scorsese
to...
didn't go to film school. Huh? I'll just keep going.
I'm okay with this.
Back to Birdie.
This actually gives me high hopes.
Yeah.
I do have one question, though, Jack. Could we just buy one of those little white boards they sell and take a ruler and just put it on a little hinge and make a.
If you want to give me that for Christmas, that'd be sweet.
Well, I'll build it out of stuff I find in the dumpster. So
there we go.
I asked my granddad. I think he's gonna get me one of those nice like one of the actual ones.
Yeah. Some of them you can sync to the camera.
Exactly.
Yeah, some of them are.
Because then you can sync the sound, but our cameras record the sound and video in one file. So
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's right.
All
right,
Birdie, item number two.
Well, they totally stole my thunder. I was going to talk about a Sony camera, and they both just got not only better Sony cameras than what I was originally getting, but they're just like, they come with all the accessories too. So
well,
I was like, well, screw it.
Since we've already talked about that a lot, let's just jump real quick. Is there an album or a movie that just came out or something that you want? Like a smaller item or something?
Oh, I have a giant item.
Well, just pick one off there and just tell us something that you want.
Surface Pro 2.
What is that?
It's a new Windows tablet.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
You're only talking about electronics.
You are such a white girl.
I know. No.
Hey.
No. What?
How
is that?
Wait, Luke is advocating this one.
I am not advocating this thing because the battery has only 6 hours of life to it. So,
I don't care. See, I'm one of those people that continually stay plugged in despite the battery life.
So are you using this to draw? Is that what that's for?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
eat it.
Eat it.
I recount my allegations.
You just like munch on the microphone.
I think I know the perfect present for Birdie this year. I'm going to get her a pen and paper, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I already have so many of those.
She has too many.
All right. Well, we're going to roll on then to Ian. Ian, item number two on your...
There is just forces raging in my mind of what to say for this next one.
Okay.
I
think it was raging out of your blood on that.
It was a raging sound. The constipation of my brain. Okay. I think what I'm going to say here is a very just nice, large, very high quality headphones because cool. I'm going to start recording music. I've been saving up for a laptop. Okay, I'm getting a Mac. Take a deep breath. Mac. Okay. And then I have a pretty nice microphone just to create like easy little demo things.
Like some DNAs.
But I would like. And just large, nice, high-quality headphones. I don't care if they're Beats. I don't care what they are. They can be, what's it called?
I actually have some recommendations for that.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, I got a pair of Sony MDR7506s. They're about $80 on Amazon.
Ooh.
But they are amazing.
All right.
They've been
for $80? That's
yes.
not too bad.
Yeah.
They've been
Noah's
use...
shaking his head no in the other room.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, never mind. He has no
idea.
Oh.
He has no
He's
idea.
He's fighting your ad.
Not...
Okay, got it. Fisty cuffs.
All right.
Stop it. Stop.
Anyway, yeah, they've been in use since the late 80s, actually, the same model. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, then.
They're still selling them.
Blessed by the reign of Ronald Reagan.
Vintage sound.
Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
So, yeah.
I just know in your household, those are holy words.
Yeah. Ronald approved.
Well, I just squeaked like a little girl.
You did.
And Birdie's not even being a little girl right now. She's
what is she doing? On. What are you doing?
She fell asleep. she had no idea
she
what
fell
was
asleep.
Going on.
What?
What? You're spaced
what?
Out.
Oh.
All right, Lucas.
Yeah. Yes.
Number two on your list.
Razor. Space DF9.
What?
Yes. Okay.
Wait, what? Space-based DF9.
Yes, basically.
That is the nerdiest thing you've ever said to me.
It is a real-time strategy game.
Okay.
Where you build a space in space.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You build a space base.
And
you build a base in space.
Yes.
Okay.
And then build little... rooms in your base in space.
You build space rooms in your space.
Base.
Is this a legitimate game or is
and yes, it is a legitimate game.
Gosh.
Okay.
Oh my God.
It's like Prison Architects, except your people living on your base in space
you're,
aren't actually
well, space
prisoners.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're space people.
There's an anime about this.
And then you
what?
You defend your space base from space invaders.
No.
And you expand your space base further out into space, and
so you need more space for your space base
and your space people that live in your space base.
Okay.
Yes.
So, are you a colony, kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, in all space, right. And it's
so
a
space colony.
It's
duh.
Also in development, like Prison Architect, but it is playable. Right. And it's, it's kind of funny.
Are both of these games through Steam? Is that
you can get them both through Steam?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both through Steam. Luke, you posted something on Twitter, I think, that was something about, like, this is my wallet when Steam has a sale.
Yes.
And this is Tough Guy it's with a shirt that says Steam, and he's like, time to pay up, or something like that. And the wallet's like, please, not again, Steam. Yes.
Every time Steam has a sale, they have ridiculous ones where you could get like $50 or $60 games for $10.
It's true. Oh, yeah. They have pretty awesome deals.
The only other place I know that does like that is Comixology, which is kind of Steam for comic books.
Yeah.
They'll do like entire collections, like 100-issue collections.
I've actually been reading a lot of them.
Praise Lord Gaben.
All right. So the last or second item, which is also the last item on my list, is a little movie called The World's End. Which is the end of the Cornetto trilogy, which is starting with Shaun of the Dead, then Hot Fuzz, and finally The World's End. Has anybody seen this movie?
No, but I've heard about it. Okay. What's his name?
Simon Pegg working with Nick Frost, and then the director, his name escapes me, but he did Scott Pilgrim.
So it looks hilarious.
I haven't seen this one either, actually. I just love Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, and I love these guys working together. And I don't want to give it away since none of you seem to know much about it.
It's a zombie movie.
Let's just say this. It belongs in a trilogy with a zombie movie, a buddy cop movie, and then this last movie is called The World's End. And they're going on a pub crawl, which is they are going to have one drink at 12 different pubs.
Yeah.
And apparently each pub name tells you kind of what's going to happen there.
And then the last pub is called The World's End.
Yeah, the last pub's called The World's End.
It's kind of unique. I haven't
seen it yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. It just came out on Blu-ray, so that's one for me. I would like to do a marathon of those movies.
Yes, please.
And,
cool.
Maybe we could do that for a hangout time or something. So there you go. That is our Christmas list.
Wait. I didn't do my second one.
Oh, I thought you...
Yeah, I thought you got two things.
I do have a second one.
Okay.
I want...
Make it quick.
I want my two front teeth.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
I want...
At least you didn't say hippopotamus.
I was about to say.
Stop listing now.
You can stop listing now. You know what I want? A Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock.
A space BB gun.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about the movies next.
Yes. Okay. So now we're going to talk about, and we don't need to do this in any particular order, so chime in whenever you feel is a good time. I'll kind of watch our time, make sure we don't go too long on this. But I want to tell our listeners about some holiday traditions we have, maybe they'll line up with each other's and our listeners, and or maybe give some people some new ideas. So does anybody want to go first on something? I think Birdie and Ian kind of have a joint one.
Her and I have the same.
Okay. Probably one of my favorite Christmas traditions that we do at the Anderson house is my mom loves James Taylor.
Okay.
And
as everyone should.
Yeah, she has his Christmas album. And I mean, me and Ian have heard this thing since we were tiny. Yeah.
No, every word.
My mom hates Christmas music, but she loves James Taylor. So it just evens out because I like Christmas music. She doesn't.
Yeah.
But she likes James Taylor, who does a Christmas album. So we both win.
Yay.
And she just listens to it. And it just brings me back to when, like, I used to go to school and I'd, like, drag myself into the kitchen and she has warm biscuits and, like, hot
and
cocoa.
Like,
and she's
like,
good morning,
outside.
Baby. And I'm like, hi, mommy. Sit in my chair and I eat biscuits and hear James Taylor singing to me all morning long until I go to school. And I come back and she's still listening.
She's still on a loop.
I'm not kidding. She likes repetition, so she'll just listen to that album again and again, and it's great.
That's awesome.
So that's one of the best ones.
And I actually have to add to that entire morning routine, because that is true. Every morning.
Every morning.
But
something, all December long.
Something she likes to do is, after Thanksgiving, you know, normally there's pumpkin bread, right?
Yeah.
She just decides to make the pumpkin bread all throughout the holidays, past Thanksgiving. So at the end of Christmas, we stop the pumpkin bread. So not only did we have the biscuits, we'd have, like, the pumpkin bread.
Oh, it's so
and the
good.
Whipped cream.
And it was pretty
good. I like it. It's stupidly good.
Ian is drooling right now.
It's
and I'll, on my add, shirt. I'll add this. My sister, Joni, who's in India, she emailed me, and she was like, I miss James Taylor. I miss biscuits.
Wow.
Like, not even kidding. Like, she's not homesick or anything, but she knows it's Christmas here, so
I would love to have Joni on sometime.
Are you serious?
Well, really, your whole family, people don't know, you have about 9,000 siblings.
Yeah.
Your oldest brother, Elliot, I think I can say this, had a podcast for a while.
He did.
Oh,
called
yes.
Gamer
like
Highway.
Hundreds
yeah.
of
and
episodes.
Your brother, Nolan, is a musician. Well, you're all musicians, but Joni is a ballerina.
Yes.
And is spending time in India right now, mm-hmm. kind of doing missions and ballet. So the Anderson family is just a strange family, but in the
good
most
family.
Wonderful way.
But kind of in a good way,
thank
yeah.
Thank you.
Who wants to go next, Jack or Luke?
I'll go.
Yeah.
Me and my friends, we kind of started a new tradition of going to see the Nutcracker
okay.
at the ballet in San Antonio. Like, I went last night, and my friend was playing Clara, the lead.
Oh, wow. You know, is this at the Majestic Theater,
yes.
Jack? Okay,
yes.
That a wonderful venue.
Amazing.
It's very anyway. Majestic.
It's very majestic.
Sparkly.
But something we always do is my mom, on Christmas morning, my mom always makes blueberry muffins, and
aww.
We just slather butter on them, and so we just eat that like all morning, and then movie-wise, or like movie-wise,
yeah.
we watch that really bad Nutcracker movie from like the
creepy mice
90s that's got creepy mice
is this
in
a cartoon or
it's,
a claymation?
It's animated like computer animated
oh
I think it's like from 2002 or something
it sounds awful
it sounds
I think it's like scary. Claymation
no sort this of. Is we're thinking
I think Birdie's first. Thinking of the Rankin Bass claymation movies which is like Heat Miser and
yeah.
Cold Miser you know he's Mr. White Christmas
I don't
he's
know.
Mr. Snow
but
those
it's
are pretty
a,
weird.
It's a different take on like the whole Nutcracker story. It's a bit different, but I always watch it because it always reminds me of when I was like, you know, 6 or 7 when I would watch it.
Just to chime in real quick on yours, Jack. If you haven't seen the Nutcracker ballet, do that sometime.
Oh yeah,
go if you don't want to pay a lot or whatever, just go to a matinee show. It's a lot of fun. And if you have somebody who's really talented playing, I believe it's the Chinese tea. I think, or it's the candy or tea from China.
Yeah,
they'll
yeah.
do the splits like 1,000 times,
yeah,
and
it's
crazy.
And then the guy who does the Russian,
oh yeah,
the guy who does the Russian, he did like 6 flips, and apparently he's from like Greece or something.
That's cool.
Some crazy ballet. I mean, it was really amazing. Like, and I didn't realize how humorous ballet could be because it's almost more like theater. You know, some people think of ballet.
Well, the Nutcracker definitely, it's based on a story,
yeah.
an E.T.A. Hoffman story. So it has a solid through line, whereas a lot of ballet is more interpretive.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I have seen the Nutcracker so many times because my sister's a ballerina
yeah. oh,
every
yeah.
year.
I do feel
and this
bad
is the
for
thing.
You for that.
We watch different versions of it before the Nutcracker so she can see like techniques and stuff. I can probably do the entire dance for you for the whole Nutcracker.
Well, go ahead and get started.
Yeah,
we'll just
channel.
Extend. We do have a YouTube channel.
we
do need to
cameras.
Wrap this one up.
Hey.
So I just want to ask Luke, is there anything you want to mention holiday-wise? Like
that we do every year?
That you do every year or a movie that you love to watch or just even...
Well,
I don't know.
My family hasn't really done anything in a few years. So,
yeah.
But we used to, I don't know, It's a Wonderful Life used to come up on TV, and
oh,
I kind of like that movie.
Lucas.
Yeah.
You
I like
so
movie.
You do like It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It is.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I've actually
Stewart.
Never seen it.
Oh,
Jimmy?
My goodness.
What?
We'll have
I know.
To fix that.
Me too.
Oh, I would love
Stewart.
To see it.
It's great. It's Jimmy Stewart, who's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
He's great in it. He really is. And it's the problem I have with a lot of Christmas movies now, and you chime in whenever, Luke, but the Hallmark ones and stuff are just so cookie cutter, stale with.
Yeah,
there's no depth. It's a Wonderful Life is pretty deep, actually.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
And
it, really
it
is.
will stir you if you have a heart.
Yeah.
It really will.
It's almost like I could almost compare it to a bit like. Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how Scrooge, you know, does, you know, he goes with the ghost of Christmas past, present, future. This is almost a bit like that. It's sort
it
of
is.
In that same vibe. It asks the tough questions.
I'm going to close with mine and say something we watch every year is A White Christmas, okay? Which is a classic Christmas movie. It does have some excellent songs and dancing and everything. It's corny.
I just watched it.
Doesn't hold up
yesterday.
Everywhere. But what's funny about it is we used to watch as kids, and my brother and I would kind of always be like, ah, not again, everything. Now we love to watch it every year because my brother and I just drop in whatever lines we want for the movie and just make fun of it. And we've discovered all, I mean, I know scene by scene everything to look for in that movie. For example, there's a scene on the train when they're singing Snow, Snow, Snow.
Yes.
And the bartender pours a drink, right? And all the, so there's like, there's two couples in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Like Bing Crosby.
He's
and,
my favorite, by the way.
One of them is Rosemary Clooney, and then Danny Kaye, and I can't remember the other woman's name. So it's like, it's a story of these four people that eventually all hook up. Surprise, surprise, right? So they all look at the bartender pouring a drink, and then they all kind of go back and sing to each other, except for Bing Crosby is like fixated on this drink. And he was known for being a bit of a drunkard. So like you're watching and he's like, wow, he really wants that drink, man. So like just moments like that. And every year we always forget. But there's a point where they get on a train and they don't have tickets, and the conductor's like, well, you owe us $96.33. And I can't remember. That may be the actual amount. I can't remember. But we always guess. So, like, we've made a game out of watching this movie.
I want to watch it
and
with you. I'm not even kidding.
When my wife first came over for Christmas and my brother and I were cracking jokes in front of my parents, my wife was freaking out at the stuff we were saying because some of it was definitely on the borderline. Like,
oh my
thanks.
God.
But my dad thought it was hilarious, of course. But I have so much fun watching that movie. It's pretty great. And actually, towards the end, there actually is a really great moment because they're buddies from World War II, and there's this moment of they honor their general.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part.
And it's actually pretty cool. It always reminds me of my grandfather because he fought in World War II. And the actor kind of looks like my grandfather. So
aww.
In so many ways, I just have to watch that movie every Christmas.
Me too.
And without my brother there, it's just not as good.
It's not as fun.
So there you go. Thank you guys for listening. Happy holidays to you. We'll try and get something out for New Year's too, maybe. We could do something for that.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas to everyone. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Woo! So,
in space.
In space.
We're
in
space. We're going to.
Peace out, people.
Goodbye.
Bye.